We're talking about the labor shortage here in Arizona and how you homeowners can protect yourself from being hit by that. I can remember my career counseling session. We had just moved to Arizona. It was 1966. We had landed in a house on 56th Street right by Osborne across from what was then the Motorola plant.
Right.
And we were sitting in the backyard by the swimming pool, and Dad said, "Well, Rosie, what do you want to be?" And my dad was a physician, and I thought at that point in my life, 8 years old, you just become what your dad is, right? Whatever your dad is, you become.
Right.
So, "Well, Dad, I want to be a doctor." And he looked at me and said, "Well, we're probably going to have to do something about your grades." We're probably going to have to do something about you always cutting class. We're going to have a redefinition of what an education is. So he talked me out of medicine pretty quick. And he knew that I always liked working with my hands, and he kind of nurtured me along that way. Mm-hmm. I got a job with an architect as soon as I was able to drive, an architect here in town. A lot of people know George Christensen. I worked for George for years, and he kind of led me through. And he said, "Well, Rosie, what do you want to be?" And I said, "Well, George, I want to be an architect." And he says, "Well, I think you should be an engineer." He said, "I've seen some of your designs. Why don't you just build what we design? Because I haven't given you anything to do you haven't been able to figure out. You need to be an engineer." You know what? I have really enjoyed my career in construction in Arizona. Arizona's been great to us, and we've made a great living. And the one thing my dad told me, he said, "Rosie, whatever you become, just make sure you're the best."
There you go.
Whatever you do, make sure you enjoy it and commit to being the best.
Absolutely.
And I tell you what, the construction industry in Arizona, wherever you want to settle, the White Mountains, up in Flag, Coconina, Yavapai County, Pinal, Pima, if I had to do it all over again, I'd probably settle in Sonoyta, Patagonia. But just be the best you can be, and it's going to make a great career. What are we going to do about educating these kids on the right way to get things done?
Okay. A couple things I'd like to talk about. First, I'm certain you had the brains to be a physician. I think you just probably had a different agenda than your father did.
I fainted at the sight of blood. That was the second problem.
Yeah, because one of the things about the construction industry that's a misunderstanding that a lot of people have, and that some of us in the industry sometimes fall back into, is, and for those of you listening, the construction industry is not for those folks who are not college material. That's not what it is. It's a way for someone to come into an industry, have a long career, earn a good living, and if they want to continue to go on to college, you know, we've got Delhi Webb School of Construction here. We've got a variety of other places to go. But it is certainly not a step back or a less than career path than any other one. My first job with my dad was carrying a water bucket.
Sounds familiar, huh, Romy?
Yeah, carried the water bucket.
and a broom, too.
Right,
I bet it was
then,
a broom.
Right, and a broom. And then once I got old enough, I was my dad's personal backhoe.
That doesn't mean I drove a backhoe. Yes, yes.
That means I had a shovel and a pick.
Yes.
And I grew up in that industry, and it is an honorable industry. And it is a way. My brother has, sent three kids through college. One's a doctor. He's got his doctorate in sustainables. The other's got his degree and is in the planning and developing department in a Payson. My other nephew is going to college to get his as an electrical engineer. Now, I have friends, and you have friends, that took different paths the way they went, but the construction industry certainly is a great path. So what we're going to do, there's not a whole lot the registrar or contractors can do that I can do personally other than be the banner carrier.
Right, right.
And I carry the banner, and I get a little passionate about this. And sometimes my friend Jim, who's sitting here, has to kind of pull me off the wall, off the ceiling. Because this is an honorable, great profession. One of the things we're doing, aside to the DES root cause, and those are people that are already in the workforce. Romy was at Arizona Construction Career Days.
Yes.
That's an awesome thing run by Roseanne Canizales. And
Roseanne brings high school kids in from all over the state.
All over the state. Four corners. There were about 1,900 kids.
That's awesome.
And they came in, and some of them are in programs. Some of them aren't in programs. Some of them are just interested. In fact, we had the first year that I was involved in it a few years ago. with Arizona building officials was there was a teacher that was bringing around a class, a geometry class, and they had to go to each booth and ask how geometry applies to their
trade. Cool. That's great.
You know, and so that was awesome. But anyway, it's, you know, I can go on and on and on about that. But what we've got to do is we've got to start talking this up as an opportunity. We got to work with our school districts. It's not just a trade school. It's not just because we've got EVIT and WESMEC. It's we've got to start talking to our school boards at Paradise Valley School District, at Scottsdale School District, and we've got to start instituting these plans if we want our kids and our country, our kids to have great careers and jobs. Not everybody can be a computer tech. Not everybody can be a coder.
There were two classes I never cut. PE and shop, and they don't even have those classes in school
Correct.
Anymore.
Well, we're going to do our best to get some of that stuff put back into place. So,
well, we certainly appreciate, Director, you coming in this morning and sharing this with you. We got to get you in here more often.
Well, thank you very much, Rick.
All right, fantastic.